about to a close, but before we do, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time for Brittany J's tea for the day.
Yes, and today, real quick, we have to talk about Centoya Brown.
Okay.
So, for those of you who don't know, she was sentenced to life in 2004 when she was 16 years old for killing a man in self-defense. She was sex trafficked and repeatedly raped in one of the guys who, like a guy who bought her, she killed him in self-defense. Mm-hmm. So, she was granted clemency.
Really?
Yes. So, she'll be eligible for release August 7th on time served, and she will stay on parole for 10 years.
Wow.
That was a big change because I didn't even see, like, they were not budging on that for a long time.
Right.
Out of nowhere, she was granted clemency, so congratulations to her. Mm-hmm. And hopefully there's opportunities from all of this that, you know, coming out. So hopefully it'll be good for her. All right, so Will Smith, he posted what looks like the script for Bad Boys for Life. The caption said, day one, I'll keep y'all posted.
Right.
Post me, okay, because I'm ready. I'm so excited for this damn movie. All right, so the Golden Globe, they aired yesterday. Award shows are so boring to me, but it's at BET Awards. I watch that every time, every single time. What? So, Best Dramatic Picture went to Bohemian Rhapsody. Was so deserved. Did you watch that movie yet? Bohemian Rhapsody about Queen? Such a good movie. I'm here for that. So, Best Comedy or Musical went to Green Book, which I didn't even know was a comedy. It looked like sad. I don't know. Best Performance by an Actor in a Supporting Role went to Mahershala Ali in Green Book.
Right. Wasn't there, like, some backlash?
That's what I'm saying. I didn't even think it was a funny movie, but because it was backlash. Mm. Something racial. I have to watch it to understand it.
Okay.
So Best Performance by an Actress in a Supporting Role went to Regina King for If Beale Street Could Talk. I'm so glad they're giving this woman her thing. She's done so much in the industry.
She was
Riley and Booza. Like, she has so many credits that people don't even know about. Mm-hmm. In her acceptance speech, she said she made it her duty. She wants to make it her duty to hire at least 50% women in everything that she produces.
Wow.
I'm here for that.
Okay.
All right. So obviously we have to talk about R. Kelly because this is never going to end. So he said, well, sources close to him say he didn't watch the series at all and that he's reportedly disgusted. I mean, well, join the crew. We all disgusted, sir. Like, what do you mean? Like, this is not a flattering depiction of your life. I mean,
join
like,
the crew.
What you mean? So he believes that the producers and people who never liked him have a vendetta against him. People told him, they said the people in the series, like, he didn't know half of the people that was in it. But that means you knew the other half, so I need to know who that was that you did know, so we can confirm and deny some things.
But hold on.
What?
How could he know any of this if he didn't watch it?
Not? His team, they said his team reported to him what was going on in the situation, and he didn't know half of them, so I want to know who he did know. And he says that he... R. Kelly claims that there were people who wanted to go on camera and defend him, but the producers shut them out. What do you think about that?
Now that's a lie. My bad.
Thank you.
So basically, he's going to sue everybody who had anything to do with it. So get your mailboxes ready. It's subpoenas coming down the line. I don't know. We've already talked about our feelings on this. We talked about this on live. I'm mentally exhausted. I watched a lot of clips. I've even gone back to watch some older clips of older interviews with his wife. Because people were giving her a little flack because they were like, how did you go through everything you went through with him? How were you married to him and didn't know that these things was happening?
Yeah.
A lot.
And people are really coming at Sparkle, though.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
They're like, yo, how at the end of the whole series, all of a sudden you got a music video for a new song?
Like,
people really coming at her.
We want to believe the victim, so when you do something like that, you take the opportunity to seize it. It kind of makes your story not as valid.
Yeah.
So there goes that.
Yeah.
Since the documentary has aired, the Spotify streams have gone up 16%.
So people are...
This is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that it was out of curiosity. It was like, okay, these are the songs that they said. Like, he's writing songs that they said. Like, he's writing songs about sex. Like, was he really talking about kids? I feel like that's probably why people are listening. I don't know.
So you think people are doing their own research?
I don't know that they're listening in support. I feel like they're listening out of curiosity. That's what I'm hoping anyway.
Right.
But, I mean, there's people that are supporting him, but I don't know that they're going to listen to him. Like, I'm going to go listen to it right now. I feel like the people who are listening to it right now are curious. His support has been his supporters, but I think for it to go up, it's like, well, so what song was that they talking about, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I think. So, we're going to find out. So anyway, Kanye West, he looked like he might want to be a reverend. I don't know. He's trying to pull a mace out here. It was clips of the choir singing his songs. Like, they were singing Lift Yourself, the Scoop-Diddy-Poop. They sang, what was the other song? They sang Father Stretch My Hands. So Kim Kardashian was posting about it, and she said, rehearsal for Sunday service. Then she said, our new Sunday service is starting, and she also said, see you next Sunday. So this is about to be a regular thing. So this is what I'm thinking. Like, I don't know that he's trying to be a reverend, but I feel like he might be trying to build a following, because, you know, like, Jesus. Like, I feel like it's because I am a guy. Like, I think that this might be more than just, like, oh, let's lift this. Because why would you have a choir singing your songs, bro? Why would you have a choir singing your songs? Not gospel songs, but yours. So I don't know what the rest of the service looked like, but be on standby. This guy, it might be a cult foreman. I don't know. I don't know. Just stand by. Just be on standby. Anything happen.
I can't.
Yeah, so that's it for the scene.
All right. With that being said, we are done. Thank you for tuning in. Cash Code is next.
WZMX. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the Big Man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.